Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host, and my name is your name too. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, we're broadcasting live right now out of Spokane and reaching across eastern Washington and northern Idaho in the heart of the safe haven and refuge where God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots are making their strategic move to. This is the American Redoubt, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington, the bastion for freedom and the epicenter for patriots that are relocating, and it's very exciting to be a part of. We are halfway through. We are halfway through the year. Can you believe it? June 1st. Amazing. Hopefully you guys had a great, blessed, and a safe Memorial Day weekend. We attended a very moving, there's so many to choose from, but we attended a very moving Veterans Day Memorial celebration over in Coeur d'Alene at the park downtown right next to the 3rd Street dock. And they've got a great veteran memorial park there, waterfalls and just a really nice mural. Very well done. But then it provided the perfect environment, the perfect setting for a Veterans Memorial Day event. And it was just, it was incredible. There was one that was, I was nearly moved to tears. One portion of the celebration, or the memorial, rather, is when two Marines take a wreath and they lay it in the water, or they toss it into the water to commemorate those sailors and Marines who will not ever return. And the moving part for it, for me, was a very elderly Marine, still wearing his uniform, but he must have been at least in his 80s. He needed to be assisted to walk down to the water by a younger Marine, active duty, currently serving Marine in his dress blues and or his dress uniform. And he's holding the hand of this old Marine, and they walk down together, holding hands, carrying the wreath as the younger, probably what, at least second generation, at least could be his grandson, if not his great grandson. And I don't think they were related at all. I think there were just two Marines. But to see the generations there is, it was a very neat thing to see, to witness. So hopefully you guys got a chance to do that and honor the fallen and attend one of those events. And then we went on a ride, which took us, of course, past other cemeteries, and you could hear the 21-gun salutes going on at other cemeteries besides after the one that we left. So this was happening just everywhere. Flags were everywhere, and there's these memorial services taking place at all of these memorials or at these cemeteries. It was just a really neat thing to take the time to honor the warriors that make your country what it is. So I mean, that's you know, done the world over, and it's timeless. It's happened for, you know, centuries. The warriors of a nation have been honored, especially the fallen. So that was something that really it was a blessing to be a part of. Now, what I want to talk about this week, I'm sure I'm going to be talking about this more, because it is certainly more that can be covered just in a 30-minute show. And it has to do with the Second Amendment and firearms and so on. But there's – before I go on any further, and I've said this before, I want to reemphasize the Second Amendment is just one of many God-given rights that we have. And the right of self-defense is an inherently natural right. And our founding fathers articulated that very well. And we've talked about this, but for a lot of us, especially men, the Second Amendment is our favorite right because guns are just cool. Guns, swords, weaponry, it's just manly stuff. But here's the thing. Sometimes we get so caught up in, you're not going to take my Second Amendment rights, that we are so focused on that, that we allow all the other rights to be taken. And but at the same time, we are claiming the purpose of the Second Amendment is to protect all of the other rights. But rarely do we ever see that actually happen. All of the other rights are being eroded and essentially vanished, except for what still remains as kind of a remnant, almost like a vapor of those rights as they are intended to be. So they're saying, fine, you go ahead and keep your guns, keep your guns. Well, they just go around and they just sweep up all of the other rights all the way around, which we've articulated many times over the last 7 years here at Radio Free Redoubt, not to mention all the other people that are talking about it. We want to be careful not to get into, gun worship, where really it's about using the Second Amendment and God-given right to self-defense as basically your excuse for keeping your toys because they're just really cool and they're fun. It's more than that. It's a tool. It's a tool. Your weaponry are tools to stand in the gap as a deterrent to tyranny. But see, we're seeing tyranny happen all over the place. This article here this week. So my point is, make sure you have the proper context that you're not slipping into gun worship, and that's really the only right that you care about, because all the other rights are essentially being swept away. Well, of course, they're trying to do that with the Second Amendment and the ability to adequately stand as an adequate deterrent to tyranny, which means military-grade firearms. We don't even have assault weapons, generally speaking, available to the public. We do not have access to the exact same weapons, very similar, but we do not have access to the exact same weapons that the average, say, infantryman would carry or be issued. That is what the founding fathers intended that every citizen be in possession of. The firearms, the armament equivalent to what a soldier in our military might carry. So we don't even have that. We have semi-automatic variations. You can't have M203 grenade launchers. You can't have mortars. You can't have all of the other things, which really are essential also for adequately being able to stand against a standing army that could be used against the citizenry to effect tyranny. So even the Second Amendment has been extremely watered down. Of course, they're going after that heavily. But there's something here, this article that came up this week, they led to great discussion in several groups that I'm involved in. And it started, as far as I can tell, it started with an article at westernjournal.com, Tyranny, a California farmer thrown in jail after complying with a gun registration law. And I'll just read a little bit of this article to you, and we'll post this in our highlights and resources posting so that you'll be able to go through and read it yourself if you haven't already. But I have some thoughts on this. So let me read this first. It is common knowledge among gun owners that California has imposed a plethora of strict gun control laws that appear to be more about discouraging lawful gun ownership than preventing crime and violence. Of course, that's what it always comes down to. At times, it can seem as though California's laws are designed to trap law-abiding gun owners with good intentions and transform them into dangerous felons overnight. even if they try to comply with the myriad of laws implemented by the state. That appears to be the case for a rather prominent farmer in the Bakersfield area who was arrested and had his home raided by law enforcement agents after he attempted to comply with a state mandate to register his firearms and firearm accessories, according to KGET. Apparently now he's facing 12 felony charges for possession of so-called assault rifles, the suppressors, and trigger mechanism. He was arrested and later released on $150,000 in bail. Now, what he did was He was hit with a dozen felony gun charges by a district attorney on May 17th, following a horrifying surprise raid of his home in April. That raid by agents of the California Department of Justice was launched after Kirschman, who's the name of the farmer, attempted to register what the state has deemed an illegally modified firearm through the state's online self-registration website. So now he's facing these charges. The problems for him began when he electronically submitted pictures of an illegally modified AR-15 style firearm as part of his good faith effort to comply with a state law which requires the registration of assault style weapons by the end of June. So rather than run the risk of being found in violation of the law while trying to make good on those laws, as appears to have happened with Kirschman, it was suggested that gun owners trying to do what the state considers the right thing to go through a federally licensed firearms dealer instead. There is a self-registration application on the Department of Justice website. But in this article, they recommend, they're quoting someone who recommends it might be better to talk to an FFL, federal firearms licensed dealer. Someone who knows the in and outs might be able to protect you. But, of course, they can also snitch you out if you inadvertently have something that you may not even realize was illegal. So they are taking good people and making felons out of them. And this is a farmer, a prominent farmer in California who wanted to do the right thing. Now, in another discussion thread that that I'm involved in with some guys in law enforcement and military and former of each, are saying that apparently the suppressors, the sound suppressors, what some people erroneously call silencers, but sound suppressors were legally purchased in Idaho, where apparently this farmer is from. Now, I'm looking for a source to confirm that. But one of the individuals in the group said that he discovered that the farmer was originally from Idaho. Now, why would you go from Idaho, the land of the free, to California except for greed? So there's a lot of people in the Patriot community that are not feeling very sorry for this guy for A, moving to California from Idaho, B, trying to comply with unconstitutional, unlawful laws, and complying by registering said firearm, which would just naturally lead to what this led to. And what's interesting, too, when you read this article, at least at the time that I read it, I took a screenshot of this because this is fascinating. Embedded in the article, there is a poll. There is a poll that says completing this poll entitles you to Conservative Tribune news updates free of charge. You may opt out at any time. You'll also agree to our privacy policy. But what they're talking about here is a poll that they've got. And this is the poll. This is the question on the poll. Would you refuse to comply with unconstitutional gun registration laws? Yes or no? No. Right here, they're asking you to enter your email, or you can also conveniently continue by logging in with your Facebook account, which of course requires no aliases. It requires your real identity, your real name. And so this is a potentially, now maybe their intentions are in the right place. I don't know. But the Conservative Tribune who's running this poll, I would advise that they pull it down And I would advise you not to participate in this poll, especially logging in with Facebook. Now, you could always get one of those disposable mails, burner mail, type of, you know, temporary mail, 10-minute mail, just so you can take the poll saying no, yes or no, I would not, I would refuse to comply with any firearms laws. But don't do this checking in with your Facebook account. This is, I'll tell you what, the NKVD or the Stasi or the Gestapo or Homeland Security, they're just drooling over the thought of having a database like this of all the people that are openly claiming in a poll they would not comply. Right there could be used. I could see it. Could be used in the future under some and counterterrorism, domestic terrorism authorization act that could use polls just like this as probable cause for a raid on your property, your business, and your home. But everybody who participated in a poll saying no, they would not comply. Would you refuse to comply with an unconstitutional gun registration law? Yes or no? So everyone that clicks yes, one day you just probably will regret that. But let's go back to the story here. Here is someone in California. First mistake, in my opinion. I think that you, man, it better be some very extenuating circumstances for you to still be in California at this point. I'll find it. Proverbs 22:3 says, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." So a prudent man foresees evil and gets himself out of there. So if you're prudent and you are an avid patriot of and owner of combat rifles, then California might not be the place for you, facing 12 felony charges now. So this has nothing to do with preventing crime and violence and so on, because this is like the least likely candidate to carry out any type of crimes. In fact, here he is trying to comply and see where that got him. But it reminds me of some scriptures here that I'm talking about here. And of course, you know, once again, I'm not going to have the time to cover everything that I want to. But in Judges 5:8 and of course 9, it says, "When they chose new gods, then war came to their gates. Not a shield or a spear was found among 40,000 in Israel. My heart is with the princes of Israel, with the volunteers among the people. Bless the Lord." That's Deborah, a judge that was used to deliver Israel. But judgment comes on you when you choose new gods or when you rebel against God. Can we say that's true of California? And what's interesting, then war comes to their gates. Not a shield or a spear was found among 40,000 in Israel. It's historical examples of people that were disarmed, that were unable to provide for their own defense. And this happened when they found themselves in rebellion against God, and then they would end up being disarmed, unable to stand against tyranny or against an invasion. And of course, there's more. We'll talk about that in 1 Samuel 13, 16, 23, and then we'll take a break. So in 1 Samuel 13, verse 19, let's start there. "Now there was no blacksmith to be found throughout all the land of Israel. For the Philistines," the Californians, Democrats said, "lest the Hebrews make swords or spears." But all the Israelites would go down to the Philistines to sharpen each man's plowshare, his mattock, his axe, and his sickle. And the charge for sharpening was a pim for the plowshares, the mattocks, the forks, and the axes, and to set the points of the goads. So it came about on the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people who were with Saul and Jonathan, but they were found with Saul and Jonathan, his son. So apparently Saul and Jonathan illegally had swords. But all the other people would not have them because the Philistines said, oh, they will have swords and spears, so no more blacksmiths. And there they are trying to use farm implements to stand against the Philistines, to stand against their oppressors, to stand against their invaders. It's not a good place to be. But see, California has already turned and declared war on God. The majority of the people there have placed representatives who have declared war on God, in my estimation. And now the people are being disarmed. Now, there's plenty of examples between this, over 3,000 years ago, this example right here that I just read to you in 1 Samuel, all the way up to now. And in between, there are so many examples of people who have been disarmed, and it did not work out very well for them at all. And we're going to take a quick break here. I want to thank our sponsor, Works Holsters, Works LLC. Custom-made holsters right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. So check them out and support them and thank them for supporting Radio Free Redoubt. That's WERKZ.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Glenn Tate checking in from Occupied Territory, wishing I was in the American Redoubt right now. You're tuned in to the voice of the American Redoubt.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message.
In the schools, textbooks are rewritten to tell the communist version of
every
history.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply
have to change the meaning of words like religion and duty and democracy. The communists set out to brainwash the people.
We do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
14-year-old Polish children learn from textbooks like these.
We are back here at the Voice of the American Redoubt with segment two. And segment two is brought to you by our sponsors, Patriot-owned business, Riverfront Suites in St. Mary's, Idaho, on the beautiful St. Joe River. Just went through there last Memorial Day. We took the scenic byway around Coeur d'Alene Lake after the memorial service. Went clockwise around the lake. Coming up through St. Mary's, Worley, Plummer, and it was just absolutely beautiful. Just perfect weather, great company, just an amazing time, great time. And that is what a neat little town that Riverfront Suites is located in. If you guys get a chance, you just want to get away for a weekend, or if you're going to be in the area, support a Patriot-owned business, riverfrontsuites.com. Okay, now we are talking about the firearms in the last couple of minutes that we've got here. The firearms issue with this farmer, so sad, so unfortunate that he was attempting to comply with the law. This is not a drug runner. This is not a criminal. This is not somebody who would ever reach into the probability ranks of somebody that would become an active shooter. This is a responsible citizen. Contributing to his community, providing jobs, providing food and agriculture. This is just, it's horrendous that this is happening. But Ayn Rand really said it well, the author of Atlas Shrugged and We the Living and several other great pieces. I know she's an atheist, but she fled communism. She despised communism. And the atheism was largely stemmed from just the oppressive rule of the Russian Orthodox Church that she witnessed really turned her against the church. But incredibly wise woman as far as a very politically astute woman. But she said, there is no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible for men to live without breaking laws. And that's essentially what we have here in California now. There's another article here, the conservativeinstitute.org talks about also the same article. A prominent California farmer has been charged with 12 felonies. His crime was not keeping pace with California's insane gun laws, and that's very well put. They are insane. They defy any kind of logic or reasoning. So, officers conducted this raid when he tried to comply with the law by self-registering, taking pictures of his firearms and sending them in, resulted in a raid. They found a dozen guns, 230 rounds of ammunition. Oh, my. And two silencers. 230 rounds of ammunition, that's one basic combat load for one weapon. So, actually, 210 rounds is the standard basic combat load. So every soldier carries on them minimum in combat. But they found two silencers. It's not a silencer. It's a sound suppressor. And they're perfectly legal in most places in the country. He's now facing 12 felony charges for possessing assault rifles, silencers, and multi-burst trigger activators. Oh, my gosh. He's currently out on $150,000 bail. So this is what this talks about. But now, tomorrow night, we're going to be talking. It's going to be our 7-year anniversary. June 5th is 7 years of Radio Free Redoubt, believe it or not. So it's going to be like an anniversary edition tomorrow night. So join us then. I'm going to also talk about James Rawls' article, The Mathematics of Countering Tyranny. Very interesting hypothesis here. So we're going to discuss that. And then next week we will have James Rawls on. I've been in contact with him. We kind of picked up where we left off. So I'm looking forward to that. So join us. James Rawls will not be with us tomorrow night. It'll be next week. But join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com for a live streaming podcast every Sunday night. You guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too. God bless.